ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। स्वपादमूले पतितं स्तनार्हकं विलोक्य देवा कृपया परिप्लुता। उदाप्य तशीर्ष्ण ददात् कराम्बुजम् कालाय वित्रस्तधियां कृतालयम्
Swapadamule.
Swapadamule.
At the end of his lotus feet. Patitam. Fallen down. Sam. Unto Prahlad Maharaj. Arbhakam. A little boy only. Vilokya. Seeing him in that position. Devaha. Lord Nrisimhadeva, Kripaya, out of his causeless mercy, Pariplutaha, became very much afflicted in ecstasy. Uttapya, thus raised him. Tachishnya, over his head. Adadhat, place. Karambujam, his lotus hand. Kalahi, who can, the deadly snake who can cause immediate death. Vitrasta, being afraid of such a snake. Dhyam, all of them were so much afraid. Kritabhayam, who can cause fearfulness of all the devotees so much afraid of.
Kritabhayam, not bhayam.
Who can cause fearlessness of all the devotees.
Who can cause fearlessness of all the devotees.
So much afraid of Hari. Translation. Lord Nrisimhadev, when he saw Prahlad Maharaj fallen down at the end of his lotus feet, he became very much ecstatic in affection towards his devotee, and immediately raising him, placed his lotus hand upon the head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness of all his devotees.
Padamulam. Sapadamule Padam Sam Arvapam Hilapka Viva Kripayat Paripudaha Uttyapata Krishna Dalhat Rambudam Kalahi Krasta Dhyan Sitavayam. So Kala, Kala means death. Krishna is life and death. Bijo Amsadu Bhutana. From him, all living entities come out. Or in him every living entity exists. At the same time, Krishna says, Mrityu aham sarva harasya. He is death all. So, for the non-devotee, he is death. And for the devotees, his life. These are the contradictory qualifications of the Supreme Law. Death and life are two opposite things. Virudha. And Krishna is both. So he adjusts virudha, opposite things, coincide into one. That is this. We cannot adjust opposite things to be one. So, Kapadu Mule Paditam, Lord Brahma, as soon as asked Prahlad Maharaj to pacify the Lord, he immediately fell down at his lotus feet. Kapadu Mule Paditam, Tam Arvapam. This guy, we are sometimes extraordinarily happy, pleased, when a small child offers his obedience. So naturally, when Prahlad Maharaj, a small boy, 5 years old, and he fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, he became very much pleased. So, not only for Prahlad Maharaj, anyone in this material world who offers his obeisances before the deity, don't think it is useless, it is taken into account. Therefore, Krishna advises, if you cannot do anything, you do both. Manvana bhava madhavastra madhyaji mana namaskuru. At least come before me. Just like we do, we come in the temple and offer our obeisances. It is so easy to go back to home, back to Godhead. It's not very difficult task at all. If you cannot do anything, if you cannot read books, if you cannot understand philosophy, if your behavior is not on the standard, still, if you simply offer your obeisance before the deity, you make love. You make love. And now, in the Bhakti-rasamrita Sindhu, you will find it, that this worshipping method, come to the temple, offer obeisances, just like these boys, they're playing mridangas, they're playing cymbals, dancing, every item is taken into account. Every item. Not that it is going futile. No. That is Krishna. That is bhakti man. Sarpam api asya dharma satrayati mahato bhaya. Simply by playing on the symbol on the horn, taking little charnamas, everything in detail, there is in the next round of devotion we have read. The foolish person, they do not take care. They think they are very much advanced. They have no need to attend arati or to play on the mridanga or cymbal. But that is not fact. So many items are there given by the acharya. If not this, you do this, you do that, you do that. Hundreds of items. Take any one of them, and you will benefit. This is Ashtadma. There are many foolish persons, they make Parvaranda. Yeah, there is no need of going to the temple. That is another rascal. Because if you come to the temple, you get so many facilities to make advance in spiritual life. This is our mission. We are opening, spending so much money for opening Godhead's temple. It is not new thing. This is very, very old coming by parampara system. There are many thousands of temples in India, very old, 5,000, 3,000 years old. Why? The acharyas wanted to give facility to the common man to enter into spiritual life. That is the idea. It is not child. Rather, the so-called meditation is child. You cannot, if you do not know what is God, how you can meditate upon it? Meditation means janāvasthita tadagate namanasā pasantiyam yogino. The yogis perform meditation. Why? To concentrate their mind on the Vishnu form. They'll find some pictures that everyone is depicted with the Vishnu form in the core of the heart. And that is real yoga. Indriyasana. Real yoga means Indriyasana. Our senses are so much disturbed, agitated, always. So if you can control your sensory organ to your money, employ them in the matter of understanding God. Yoga Indriya Sangam. Real purpose of yoga is to control the senses. Very, very difficult. Even 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was being instructed on the yoga system, concentrating the mind, fixing on the mind on Krishna, or Vishnu, sensing, so Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, it is very difficult. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramasi balavad dhiram. It is not possible, for me at least. Yes, those are devils, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Brahmana maybe, able, not nowadays Brahmins. Those were actually Brahmins, because they practice Shama, Tama, Satyam, Saucham, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, Brahmachari. They can do that. But the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they cannot. Because they have not practiced some of them. But at the present moment, in this age, Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. Nobody is Brahmin. By the caste system, or by birthright, Shudra. Follow Shudra Sambhava. So, in this age, how to concentrate the mind upon Krishna? This practice, chanting, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Iva Kivalam. Hello, Nasriva, 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 Gatiramnatha. In Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult to control the mind, to practice meditation. So, there is no use of practicing the so-called meditation. Meditation was possible in the Satya Yuga. Kriti dhyato Vishnu. That is also Vishnu. Dhyat. to meditate upon Lord Vishnu. That was possible in the Satya Yuga. It is not possible in the Kali Yuga. Kalautar Hari Kirtana. Kali Yuga, this is in the child, Avara Vidha Vanita. Beginning from the child, a small child, 1 year old, they are taking part. Practically you can see, they are taking flowers, offering. It is imitation, but the effect is there, the same. Either you imitate or you do real. Effect is like, if you touch fire, either burn your arm, it will act. It will act. Similarly, kalpamapi dharmasya, either the child, the children, they imitate the elderly person, the offering flowers, taking prasada, offering obeisances. They're as good as their father and mother. This is devotional service. A boy means it does vanquish. There is no expenditure. It is increased. Anandamri Vardhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Chaitanya Mahajanam. Anandamri Vardhanam. This transcendental activity, transcendental grief, increases. Ananda Ammudhi. Ammudhi means ocean. We have seen ocean, but it does not increase. But there is very big, vast mass of water. You see, when you go to the Ganges or Andalusia, it does not increase. Ananda Ammudhi, the material world, not Vardhana, it is Vishta. When you walk on the beach, they are confident that although the Pacific Ocean is a great vast mass of matter, but you are certain it cannot come up to this. It is limited by the order. It cannot go beyond. So there is no Vardhana. The temporary exercise and prototype. That is another thing, but actually, aphuktamana atala pratishtha. But in the spiritual world, the ocean of transcendental bliss increases. Therefore, we say that anandamati vardhanam. So, these little boys, who are taking to Krishna consciousness, they say, Prahlad Maharaj, Mahabhagavatam, he is also playing part of a child, immediately falling down. So these children who are here, in imitation, it will not go in vain. Krishna is so kind, as it is said here, Kapagamule Kodhitam Tamahurupakam. Although they are innocent children, but when they are offering obeisances to Radha Madhava, is observing. Yes, very good. It is going to get credit. It is not bad. Some may think that these boys are brought here and their lives is being spoiled. They are not being educated in the modern way. They are simply chanting, dancing and all that. But that is the reality. Sarmanne adhitam uttamam Prahlad Maharaj. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam attanam mandanam dhatam. The devotional service. Sarmanne adhitam uttamam. They are being first class educated. These boys, they simply by chanting and dancing. Don't be discuss that my child is not being educated. What is this education? This education, this body concept of life, it is not education. And I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, by wild and blast. This education, the whole world, this education is going on. Nationalism, in the name of nationalism, communism, socialism, and all bodily concepts are like. That is not education. Now, that education is useless, because this kind of education will not stop the process of birth, death, old age and disease. There may be technical education, temporary, some bodily comfort, but this is not technical education. Real education is Brahma Jigyasa, Athātma Brahma Jigyasa. That is real. What I am, that is Brahma Jigyasa, Aham Brahmasmi. When it comes to the conclusion that he is not this body, he is fully soul, that is real education. Now, the Bhakti Marga is so nice that they simply stay on the Brahma platform. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpat. Raghunana Samasitraitana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpat. Who? Mahanta Bhavisharini Bhakti Jogi Nagrati. So, our program, this program, anyone who may come here, he is educated how to understand Brahma Bhuyaya. That is education. This is not education. The technical education. Nowadays they are very much fond of technical education. That is temporary. That is not education. The electrician comes, suppose the power has failed, and he manipulates and brings the power. That is technical education. But real education is different. That is to understand the Atma-tattam. Apasthakam Atma-tattam jiheshu grihamedhina. Those who are fully absorbed in family life, jiheshu grihamedhina, they are apasthakam Atma-tattam. They cannot see what is real life. What is the goal of life? So here we see Prahlad Maharaj fell down immediately. That is real education. Brahma asked him. So you just try to pacify immediately prayer. And Krishna immediately began compassion. Tapadam uli pasitam kamatam vilakya. There is a Mahavadi, they say, God has no eyes. But here it is said, Vilakya. How you can say without eyes? He can see. But his seeing is different. Pashtati, Pasatru. He has no eyes like us. What is our? What is the value of our eyes? As soon as there is no light, we cannot see. But Krishna can see always, either there is light or not. That is the difference. Therefore, when in the Vedas it is said that he has no eye, means he has no this material eye, which is limited. Here it is said, Vilokya, it's like we are offering obeisances, the children are offering obeisances to the Lord. Don't think that he is beating made of metal. How he can see? No, this is nothing. He can see. That is his eye. As that you present him in material element, or in any way, he can see in all circumstances. That's what is called. Let's take the Bhagavad Gita to say, Tadaham Agnani. I eat, but it has patram pusvam phalam tuyam, rumi bhaktyāpa jatshati. Kadaham asnāni, I eat. The last place they cannot see how Krishna is eating, but how much. But he says, yes, I eat. So what is that eating? But you have got so imperfect eyes, you cannot see how the Lord is eating, but he is eating. please think to me. Here it is. Specifically mentioned, Dilakya, Deva, Sipaya, Paripurta, etc. How is nice this boy. So in this way, we have to understand Krishna, the Lord, Deva, how he is working, transcendence. That is Vashati or Sattva, or the food. Sinnati, Aparna. He is hearing, he is seeing, he is eating, is different. Therefore, it's Angani Jasta Sakalendriya Vishrimanti. He offers, his daughter eat something, he can eat with his legs. Therefore, how his eating process can be equal to us? Therefore, there are two contradictions. Pashati Achattu, Sinati Abhadna. This is together. Not that he is impersonal. His personality is different from our personality. We cannot eat with our legs, but Krishna can eat with it, by his legs. He can see by his legs. He can hear by his fingers. This is God. Angani jasa sakalan devasthiman. He's perfect. In this way you have to understand Krishna. So, as soon as we come in touch with Krishna by devotional service, then we become Abhayam, Namavasya. And so now we are in the material world, Abhayam. So Krishna has another name is Abhay. Vajahuremana, Sinandanandana, Abhaya Karanara Vinsali. Abhayam. His name is Abhay. So, he come in touch with Krishna by devotional service, then there is no more fear. Everyone is afraid. But those are devotees of Krishna, Narayana Parana. Narayana Parana Sudarshana Vibhati. Is that? Yes, I told him. He is not afraid. The Lord has appeared. He was put into so many difficulties by his father. But he was never afraid. Avayam. If you become in touch with Krishna, then the opposite, the material world, if we understand there is something else other than Krishna, then there is a very problem. But if we are hard upon him, then there is nothing but Krishna. Sambang parilam rambam. Then there is no one. So you have to understand like that. Thank you very much.